The Yakima Valley was one of the hardest hit regions in the country during the COVID pandemic. Now Hispanic and Latinos in the area are still dealing with symptoms. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano worked with Ligia Navarro, a journalist with Palabra, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists media outlet. This is a collaborative piece about long COVID in Central Washington, the first in the series.
Maria always thought of herself as the healthiest in her family. As an active Hispanic in the Yakima Valley, she lived a normal life dedicated to her children and her work for the community. But she says COVID changed all of that. She says she got sick in January 2021 with what seemed like a cold. Then, extreme fatigue and things kept getting worse. She was having a hard time just standing up to get a glass of water. She says she didn't sleep for over 20 days. At that point, she says everything was very confusing for her. She doesn't remember how she confirmed her COVID infection, but she thinks she got a test. Maria was one of hundreds of Hispanic and Latinos in the Yakima Valley infected with COVID. The Yakima Valley became one of the COVID hotspots on the West Coast. Several outbreaks erupted in jails, nursing homes, and at agriculture and food processing facilities. Life for many infected by COVID slowly returned to normal over the next few years, but not for Maria. She thought her symptoms would pass, but for her and so many others, COVID came to stay. For months, she was so tired. Her body ached all the time, and a feeling of inflammation remained, she says. Doctors in Yakima gave her different diagnoses: carpal tunnel syndrome, multiple sclerosis, or that she needed a hip replacement. But she never had those health issues before.
Yo sentía que nadie me entendía.
She says nobody understood her, even when she insisted that everything started after getting COVID. Then, in March 2022, over a year later, a rheumatologist in the Tri-Cities had an answer.
Cuando hablé con la doctora, me desahogué tanto, hablé tanto.
Maria says it was not all in her head after all. She was diagnosed with long COVID. But what exactly is long COVID? Dr. Leo Morales is the co-director of the University of Washington Latino Center for Health. He describes it as longer-term complications of having had COVID.
It's multi-system, multi-organ impact that results in various kinds of symptoms like fatigue, brain fog, loss of smell, changes in sleep, and many other symptoms that emerge out of this condition.
And Washington's Department of Health chief science officer says long COVID is serious. Dr. Tao Quanket says it's hard to know how many people are affected.
It can sometimes be difficult for people with long COVID because the symptoms sometimes don't have a visual manifestation. Sometimes you can't see the symptoms.
He says there is no test or exam that can provide a diagnosis. In Washington, healthcare providers and laboratories aren't required to report long COVID cases.
There are many conditions where reporting individual cases is helpful, but there are many diseases where reporting doesn't really help us prevent the disease. And so long COVID, I think, is one of those where, you know, we don't have a way of directly counting every case.
As of October 2023, the Department of Health estimated that more than 6% of all adults in Washington state are experiencing long COVID, and over 100,000 people are dealing with significant activity limitations. According to DOH, there are more cases of long COVID in eastern Washington. These estimates come from a project conducted by the Centers for Disease Control Epidemic Intelligence Service officer assigned to Washington State. They do not specify ethnicity or race. Still, different studies locally and around the country show that Latinos are among the most affected by long COVID. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.
Join us for the next story in this series to know more about a survey focused on the impact of long COVID among Latinos in Washington and how well-informed health providers and community members are in the Yakima Valley about this syndrome.